and 4ZLK.
4HKX. Evening, Jane.
Just testing a microphone and a radio. How does this sound?
Looks like you might be overdriving it just a little bit.
What I can do about that, that I can find on this radio. There's no internal memory, just buttons on the front.
Sounded much better. Whatever you did there, maybe you backed up off the mic just a little bit.
Sounds great here too, Shane, in 0TR.
Thank you. Yeah, I did. I backed way off the mic from what I normally do.
Great, now.
I'll be here for the net.
Hey, good evening, Tom. KO4HKX.
Good evening, Patrick. Oh, I was just sitting here and listening to Clippers and Island and watching a little bit of the Chiefs game here. I'm not a big football fan, but I am from Kansas, you know.
It's never too late to become a fan, though.
The Buffalo game, Tampa Bay and somebody else, heck, I don't remember. Oh, Detroit won that one. Big fan.
That's me. I haven't watched football game in many, many years. I just lost interest in it.
Well, my kids are nuts about it down there at the south end of town. And both boys play football, and my daughter played professional football. And so it's kind of inbred into them, I guess. But I just never have been a big sports fan, Patrick. How's your day going?
Pretty good day, Tom. Nothing really exciting, just nice and quiet. For Sunday, that's the way I like them.
Yeah, we had 9 degrees this morning. It's pretty quiet here, too. The chickens are still alive anyways. I'll let you go, Patrick. You got 30 seconds there. But nice hearing you and Shane this evening. And Shane sounded really slick here on that last transmission anyways. I didn't pay attention to the first one. KO4HKX, N0TR.
I'm going to catch you on that here in just a moment.
10-4-ZLK, let me sign out.
QCQCQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Being heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight we will start with our pre-net check-ins. And first on that list is Mr. Mail, K4XMR, down in Prosperity. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, W4FCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, now make their home and travelers rest. Next, we'd like to welcome Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. And then we'd like to welcome Isaac Yop, K4ISY, out of Simpsonville. Next on the list is KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy on Table Rock. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill KC4W out of Anderson. Next on the list is Stephen KQ4NHB out of Greenwood. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Don KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda KG4QLQ, and they make their home in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Kurt, KO4RMM, out of Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM, down in Inman. Then we've got Mr. John, KN4RJN, in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tony, N4ASW, and he brings along Miss Kimberly, KQ4JSK, and they make their home up in Asheville. Next, we'd like to welcome Pat, K4OSH. List, we'd like to welcome AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus down in Florida. Next, we'd like to welcome Connor, K4HNR, and he's got East Flat Rock still, but I know he's moved down to Greenville, so it's good to have everybody checked in. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins, and we don't have any Echolink stations, so we will start the RF check-ins, and tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Dean Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
Please check in and out. Alpha Echo 4 Bravo Mike, AE4PM, Ben, and I am mobile in Belton.
HKX. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4B. LH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Well, Paul is here. We'll welcome this fine group. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they make the home in Piedmont. Rick, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ben, KE4BM, and I think he was mobile in South Carolina down there. I didn't catch where. I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, down there in Easley. Dave, thank you for coming by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Kurt, KM4BLH, down in Greenville. Kurt, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by and checking in. Next, we'd like to welcome our net control manager, W4DJW, down there in Greer. That's Mr. Dave. And Dave, you're sounding great into the repeater tonight. You're back at your normal volume, and you're sounding good. I appreciate you coming by and checking in with us and everything you do for us. All right, with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick and Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home at Easley, no traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Elise, and all on the net.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and the keeper of all things SwapNet. He is our Wednesday night net controller, and he brings along Miss Joy, his pretty little bride, K3JOY, and they make the home down in Easley. And Gary, I got you down for comments later. I got it that time. so appreciate you. And with that, we'll try one more time, Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. That pause will assume we've got everybody for the first pass, and we'll move up to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Harry and Candler. It's not quite as cold tonight as it was last night, which is a good thing. Please check me in and out tonight. No traffic. No rag tube.
I would like to welcome Mr. Harry and KC4 Easy In up here in Candler, North Carolina. And Harry, good to hear you. And yeah, it's not near as cold as it has been the last couple of nights, so I'll take it. We're still below freezing here, but I know you are too. But appreciate you stopping by and look forward to seeing you here in just a few months at Hamfest over there, the Waynesville Hamfest. So you stay warm up there, and thank you for stopping by. With that, we will try one more time. Echo 2 Hotel, Echo 2 Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. We've got an Echo Link station just popped up, so we're going to try and get our Echo Link station. Echo Link stations only, Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, hello again, Patrick. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa, Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself. Good evening, Patrick, to yourself and all on the net. No traffic and no rag queue. And Patrick, yourself and all on the net. Y'all stay. It's gonna be another cold one out there. So everybody on frequency, including yourself, Patrick. Stay safe and stay warm.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA. And Stephen, thank you for stopping by and checking in with us. Always try to watch for your call sign to pop up over there on EchoLink. And yeah, it's going to be another cold night up here. I already had to thaw the water the last 2 days in a row, so hoping not to have to do it again, but you never know. But thanks for stopping by. And with that, we will move on up to the RF section, India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And of course, this is where I'll be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
KX. Hope you and Miss Elise are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and your bride. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
AKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
HKX. Good evening there, Patrick. Sorry to hear you had another freeze-up last night. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little chat. And I hope everyone, well, by now you know how to take care of yourself in this cold weather. Keep it up. KK4JBQ.
Welcome this fine group here, and we've got Mr. James, KK4JFO, down in Tuxedo. And James, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, up in Fletcher. And Sid, thank you for calling the 14664 net. I do appreciate that, and it's always a pleasure to check in over there. And I hope you and Miss Beverly are staying warm and staying safe indoors. Good to hear you tonight. Thank you for coming by and checking in with us. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, and he makes his home up in Asheville. And Duncan is one of our Monday night net controllers. And Duncan, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for coming by and checking in. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They made their home in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for comments. I'll come back around to you after I get done with Mr. Gary. And thank you for coming by and checking in with us. And with that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX.
If you could, please check in Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. WW4JET, that's Matthew over here in Northern Pickens County. Good evening, and negative tonight. All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET, and he is over there in Southern Anderson County, I believe it was. And Matthew, good to hear you tonight, and look forward to talking to you maybe in the morning or one night this week. So you be safe out there, and you and the missus stay warm. And thank you for coming by and checking in. And with that, we've got an Echo Link station up, so we're going to pause here. And we're going to recognize our Echo Link stations. Echo Link station only. Echo Link station only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, good evening, Patrick. I believe that's Patrick. This is Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, AA1RD. Bob down here in Charleston tonight. I'm on the road for a week. I want to say 73 to you and thank you for calling the net. And I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to everyone on the net. Have a good evening, everyone.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Bob, AA1RD, down there in Charleston, I believe it was. And Bob, good to hear you tonight. And if I got that wrong, just let me know, sir. Sorry about that.
Thank
you.
Check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all the rest on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. And Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice are having a good evening and staying warm down there also. And with that, we will move back over to our RF, and we will move up to Mike Tupapa. Mike Tupapa, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Moet in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX. When Dickie and Andy Simpsonville be hanging around till the roll call's over with them.
Eddie, can you give me your call one more time, please, sir?
Before Norway, Texas, Quebec. That's the old 75 years call over.
It was not your fault. It was mine. My dyslexia is kicking in again. I put TNQ instead of NTQ, and I knew that wasn't right. But thank you for coming back and checking in with us. All right, we'll pause here and we'll recognize this fine group. First, we'd like to recognize Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, down there in Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ, down there in Simpsonville. And Eddie is our resident elder and Elmer, if you want to call him that. As you just heard, he's had his ticket for 75 years. So, Eddie, I do appreciate your patience, and I appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. Always a pleasure to check you in, and do appreciate that.
I am glad I am able.
You're definitely glad you are able to check in also, and always a pleasure. Always my pleasure to check you in. So, I do appreciate it. We will try one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we're going to move on up to Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
Look in that last group. He was trying to check in with you.
Well, I'll pause here. And go ahead, sir. Sorry if I doubled with you there.
Is that okay? I think he's transmitting on simplex on the output frequency. You can't hear him. He's not coming across on my HT, but I can pick him up on my radio. So he's not going on the input.
Maybe somebody can jump over there and help him out and let him know. I do appreciate the heads up, Shane. So with that, we will try Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4 4HKX. I can copy him, Patrick, when you get done with this group, and I'll check in again in the right group. My apologies. This is N0TR. Tom, I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Patrick. Call on the net. I'll be negative, negative, sir.
4HKX. Hey there, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris. I'm in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
KX. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard and Greenville. No traffic, no round table. Good to hear you. Thank you for calling in tonight, bud.
Kilo India 4, Sierra Kilo Yankee, SKI4, SKY, located in Grover, North Carolina.
Well, Paul's here. We'll welcome this fine group. All right, we'd like to welcome N0TR, Mr. Tom. We'll re-welcome him. And, Tom, I appreciate it. And don't worry about checking in out of group. It was no problem. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG down there in Liberty. Chris, good to hear you tonight. Do appreciate you always being loyal to check in. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, K4ROW, down there in Greenville. And, Richard, good to hear you. Thanks for stopping by. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. James, KI4SKY, down there, or not down there, but over there in Grover from me in North Carolina. And, James, good to hear you. Thank you for stopping by. I do appreciate you coming by and checking in. My pleasure to check you in tonight, sir. So, TR, call KO4HKX.
Send 0TR.
Go ahead with that call sign, if you could, please, sir.
The gentleman trying to get in that didn't make it, read your call sign off again, please. This is N0TR.
KQ4NLU.
Patrick, it's KQ4NLU. Before you leave, could you please give me your name?
And in Greenville, and I'm a new technician, as you can probably tell, and I sure do appreciate your help tonight. Thank you.
No problem, sir. Anytime. We're just a family group here, you might say. It's KQ4 November Lima Uniform. It's Ken in Greenville. Patrick, over.
Thank you, sir. Now he's making it across the repeater, Tom. I do appreciate the effort there, though. So we'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, KQ4NLU, down in Greenville. And good to hear you tonight. Ken, do appreciate it. And come by every night at 9 o'clock. We have a different net controller. And we'd love to have you check in with us every night. And that's a good way to get to know everybody that hangs out on this repeater. And you'll enjoy it. Always a good group to hang out with and talk to. And do appreciate you coming by. So with that, we will try one more time. Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX. And thank you, Tom. That silence, we're going to move on up to Uniform 2 Zulu, the patient group tonight, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
X. N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm in Cleveland. No traffic, but I will be here for comments tonight, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net.
Here, that last call-in station, you weren't holding the repeater, so if you could try one more time and see if we can get you checked in here tonight. Really would like to get you checked in.
I can't remember his call sign, but that skid's up in Columbus is breaking now. I can't remember his call sign, KI4LZI.
Try to see if they can relay this gentleman in. KO4HKX, please call net control.
Patrick, you and Andy were
Dublin there, but that was Keith, KE4, ZHF over in Columbus, over.
Thank you for that, Andy, and thank you, Gary. I thought that might be Keith, but I wasn't sure. I couldn't hear enough of it. So we'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK, down there in Cleveland. And Shane, I got you around for RAGCHU. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, KE4ZHF, down there in Columbus. And Keith, thank you for being persistent with that and working with us to get you checked in. Always a pleasure to check you in, sir, and look forward to it. So with that, and thank you, Andy, and thank you, Gary, if I didn't say so. We'll try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, down there in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, thank you for coming by and checking in with us. Do appreciate you always being persistent. And with that, we'll try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu. Uniform 2 Zulu, and please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll assume we've got everybody on the first pass, and we will open it up to the big group. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. This is Andrew and Inman, and I'll be in and out tonight. Thank you, sir.
W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
Right, we'd like to welcome KO4 CEF. That's Mr. Andrew down there in Inman. And Andrew, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by and, catch you in the morning about 5:30, bright and early and nice and cold in the morning, but thanks for coming by tonight and checking in with us. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, down there in Taylor's. And Gene, good to hear you. Thanks for stopping by. Do appreciate it. And you make number 50 on my list, so thank you for that, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, I'll assume we've got everybody for the moment. And this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And first on the list tonight, for the nice shiny stump with Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, please call KO4HKX.
HKX in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Patrick. Good evening to all on the net. Just wanted to jump in here and tell you that I got the safe moved. It went really well. Steven and I went over there, and I backed up to the basement door, and had to pull out a little bit and get my board in there. I had a 2x10 rough cut lumber, 2x10, and got my winch all set up. Took us longer to get everything set up than it did to actually get it loaded. Once we got everything set up, I put a snatch block up there at the front of the bed of the truck. Ran my winch cable up and ran through the snatch block and back down around the safe. And we wrapped it around the safe, and Stephen pushed the button, and it slid right up that 2x10 right into the bed of the truck. And then we took everything loose and tied everything down and hauled it away.
Usually that way about setup. It usually takes longer to get set up than it does the job on some of that stuff. But it's always nice when a plan comes together and things go smooth, that's for sure. And I'm glad you got it moved and with no troubles.
I got back over to his house, and his wife got home from work. She said, "How'd y'all get that thing loaded?" They had to, her mom and dad paid to have that thing moved twice. And she said, "I was dreading having to pay for having it moved again." And Stephen said, "Well, you wasn't married to me then, and we didn't have my dad to help us. And I told him, I said, quit trying to make my head swell up. I ain't giving you nothing.
Well, have to be careful. It'll catch up with your ever-expanding community.
It's gone down. Well, I say it's gone down. It hadn't really gone down any, but I have lost a couple of pounds, which is a good thing. Because I was gaining way too much weight, Patrick. It's a bad thing, but if you sit down and don't do a whole lot of exercise that you've been accustomed to doing, that happens. But I've started back exercising again and trying to cut these soft drinks out. If I can do that, I know I'll lose some weight. I drink too many of those, but that's okay. I enjoy them. Don't have too many bad habits, but the one or two that I do have aren't really good habits at all. Soft drinks and sweet tea and, pound cake and pumpkin pies. The list just goes on and on. We ain't going to go there. But I just wanted to jump in here and let you know that everything went well, moving that safe. And got it all done, and got it done safely. And Heidi couldn't believe it. We got back over to Stephen's house and didn't use the winch in reverse. We just, on the bed of the truck, it being metal, it slid pretty easy. And so I got up in the bed of the truck. Stephen got down there kind of, he got one side of the 2x10, and we got it started, and he started hollering. It was too far over to one side, so we had to stop and reposition it. But once we got it repositioned, it slid right down the 2x10 right into his garage out there where he's going to put it. And we got the hand trucks and then carried it on in and put it where he wanted it. And him and his wife was both happy, so that's all that mattered to me, is they were happy, and it was done and over with. But it all went really, really smooth, and I just wanted to let you know about it.
Like I said, I'm glad things went smooth, and it was no trouble for everybody. But I do appreciate you letting me know. If you ever need any help with something like that, all you got to do is let me know. But I've had to crawl under the house up here for the last 2 days and thaw water lines. So I've had my own fun up here. And that's not fun when it's in the single digits outside and the wind's blowing.
No, it's not fun at all. It was, I checked in last night. I think it was last night. It was like 19 degrees with the wind chill was down to 13 degrees. It was kind of chilly last night. It's supposed to be a little bit warmer tonight, not much. But this is the last night we're supposed to have the bitter cold, down in the teens. So that'll be a good thing. Didn't have any pipes to freeze up. The dog's water bowl out there, it's almost a solid chunk of ice. Of course, it's just a big old 2 gallon bucket, and it sits up on top of the ground with no insulation around it. And there's that wind blowing around it, and it's cold, it froze quick. But I kept it dumped out, got the ice dumped out, and fill it back up with water. And in the morning, I'll go back out and I get him some fresh water earlier this evening, and it'll stay good until, I don't know, probably in the wee hours of the morning, 1, 2, or 3 o'clock, and then it'll probably start to freeze again, but I'll go out again tomorrow and give them some fresh water, so they have some water to drink, and that's the main thing, as long as they got a little bit to drink and they don't have to go without. Glad that you got your pipes straightened out, and we're glad that you had to do it twice. But, it's better than them busting and then spewing water everywhere. So I guess it worked out, right?
It worked out. For some reason, it freezes. If the water freezes, it always freezes at the little nipple that goes into the pressure switch. I don't know why. That's where it freezes. So I know to go straight there and thaw it out. And usually don't take me just a few minutes, but it's the aggravation to have to crawl under the house and do it.
Bear, I don't mind doing, well, I do too. I can't say that. I started saying I don't mind doing plumbing work, but I do. I don't like to do it. I can do it if I have to, but I don't like it. It's not one of my most favorite things to do. But I do have the knowledge and the, the opportunity to do it. You know, I mean, I've got the knowledge to do it if I need to do it. And God's given me the ability to do it, so I can't complain there. You know, if something like that happens, I do take care of it. Don't have to call a plumber. But this is not my most favorite thing in the world to do. But I'm glad you got yours done, and I hope I don't have to crawl under the house for that. I'll put it that way. I'll turn it back over to you, Patrick. Sound like you got a good net going. I know you got some more rag chewers. I'll sit back and listen to the rest of your net. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. And I got to get up that way to see y'all soon. 7-3 there, young man. We'll talk to you later. KO4HKX in the net. KI4DOS.
Thanks for coming by and rag chewing with me a little bit. And I'm glad you got the safe in, moved, and everything. No problems. And you make sure to tell Miss Joy, Elise, and I said hello. And you guys stay warm down there this evening. And I do appreciate you coming by and rag chewing with me for a few minutes. With that, we're going to see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Long pause. We'll assume there's nobody there. And we will move up to Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Hello, Patrick, and everybody else on the net. Well, I sure enjoy all the cold weather stories. I don't take any of them to be tall tales. I know weather keeps jerking us around, doesn't it? And we'll try to remember what it's like to stand out in the cold wind. I'll try to remember the stories once we have the sweltering heat of summer. We do have all four seasons here. I do declare, some people think that's a fabulous advantage. I lived in Michigan for a while, and I was shocked, just absolutely shocked, the first day it hit 93. I'll never forget that figure. It hit 93. And people were still out on the tennis courts playing tennis in that weather. And I didn't think it would happen, not in Michigan. But, you know, that's the planet we live on. And I'm not concerned. You know, God's in control, and I'm not concerned with things that other people get so bent out of shape about. But, I meant to ask. You mentioned that with your well pump there, to keep it thawed out, there was integrated into there a little heating unit, a little 100-watt lamp, and you didn't mention replacing that. And it occurred to me that maybe it's difficult to find an incandescent lamp these days. I think they're outlawed or something, aren't they?
Roger that. They are, I won't say they're outlawed, but they've been discontinued where our government has decided that we no longer need those. But fortunately for me, I had a stock of them, and I did. But it still froze even with that down there. I don't know what it is about that spot. It just does. I think I'm going to, this summer when it warms up, I'm going to pull it all out from under the house and redo everything and put it out here in the backyard behind the house. And in a little building, so it's easier to get to. I ain't got to crawl under there anymore.
My knees don't like that too much, crawling around on the ground. But until then, I'll do what I got to do. I've dealt with it for 25 years now here. And I'm not really complaining about it. It's just what my day entailed of. I was out there at 7 o'clock this morning under the house before church and doing that. But in the summertime when everybody else is burning up and I'm on this north side of this mountain where the sun's not cooking me, I'll enjoy it.
Now that's living on the sunny side of life. I think there's a song that goes, some lyrics is the sunny side of life. Anyway, I've got a weather story. One that took me a while to figure out. Well, it seems that just lately, that's kind of important. Just lately, within the last 4 days, I'd say, the sunroom, adequately named because the sun sets on this side of the house, and it comes beaming in. Everything's had all day long to heat up, of course, and the sun just streams into this room. I have blackout shades and all that stuff, but it really don't help much. It gets hot in here. The sunroom stays hot in the summertime. But in the wintertime, not so much, except for the last 3 or 4 days. I have a hydrometer in here to keep track of the humidity of the air. I'm kind of sensitive to that. And a thermometer that has a low and a high max memory on it, a little digital thermometer. So it got up to 86 degrees in this room, and that was, you know, noticeably warm, you might say. Not unwelcome, you might imagine, not unwelcome, but I got to wonder, why is this room hotter than any other room? Well, there's several reasons for all this I won't go into, but one of the things I discovered was that the thermostat had been moved to a very high point. And Donna and I were talking about how did this occur. Neither one of us fiddled with it. It's one of those smart thermostats that allows you to set a different temperature for four periods in any given day of the week. And so we reckoned that it just so happened that it's calling for heat now. So when we had it serviced, maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, when we had it serviced, the technician wanted to check the heating unit, the heating part of it, you know. And so he ran the ask for temperature way up into the 80s, you know, so the thing would turn on. And so he checked everything, and he went back to reset it, and I reckon that he did. But I think he found out that maybe he didn't, or he couldn't figure out why it was back the way it was. The fact is that this thermostat does give you an opportunity for four settings during the day. And he arrived just in time to set it, and then while he was here, it went into the next period, and it reset itself. And when he came to the thermostat again, it must be that he read it to be exactly the way he found it when he got here. So he just dismissed it, I suppose, and went on his merry way after the servicing. And it just so happened that we discovered that at one period in one day of the week, it shoots way up, and then it sets itself back again. How about that for modern convenience?
I've got one of those thermostats too, and mine has gone haywire a couple times. And I'm like, man, why is it so cold in here? Why is it so hot in here? And go look at the thermostat, and the time is off. It's that simple. Just the time is off for some reason. I don't know what it is, but the time will be off a couple hours. And it's messing with the settings on it. And I got to go through and put the time and date back in it, and it's ready to go again. So, yeah, it's those modern conveniences sometimes are not always the convenience they're cracked up to be.
Right, and so that's straightened out now, as straight as I can get it. And I'll have to go through the settings. I mean, I don't want to trouble the technician. These are the people who actually installed this, but that's been 10 years ago, and this was, can I say it, a new guy? And maybe, you know, they have to deal with all kinds of thermostats. You can probably remember the thermostat that was just a bimetallic strip, and it was on and off. It was on and off. And you could change where it was on, where it was off. I thought that was pretty cool, because before that, we just had to put another stick of wood in the furnace. It was a... Do you know what I mean when I say a warm morning heater?
Not familiar with that term, but I'm going to assume it's a wood heater that you got to get up and get warm.
It's a freestanding out in the room, of course, vented to the outside, burns wood, burns coal, burns your furniture if you're down to that, and that's what I grew up with. There was no thermostat except, you know, how you were the thermostat. Let's put it that way. And you know, most of my kin folks had this particular thing, and I've installed them for, you know, working with my dad. Of course, I was a young fellow learning everything, and makes me recall those days of running stovepipe and putting shingles on the house. And Dad would do anything. I mean, anything. He wasn't afraid of anything. He'd do plumbing. He'd do electrical. I think once he had a new water heater put in, and he wouldn't touch that. I'm not sure why. It could have been a bad experience that he didn't want to go into. You know, you can make some mistakes with water heaters. But oh well, I have enjoyed tonight. I just enjoy every night. This is a mighty fine community to be a part of. I know we've had some new hams check in just lately, and I just want to encourage anybody that's new here, stick with us. It's a mighty fine community to be a part of. And with that, I'm going to thank you again for calling. I'm kind of getting used to this Sunday night with you and the rest of the net. It's really fine, and I thank you. You have yourself a good night, and I hope you're not up at 7 o'clock doing any further repairs on the well water. You have a good night's rest and a great day tomorrow, okay? I hope everybody does. This is KK4 JBQ. Back over to you.
Harry, good to talk to you tonight. And yes, this is a great group of men and women to check in with and to get to know. If you need help with something, you can pretty much call out on here. And if somebody's listening, they may not know the answer to it, but they can point you on who to talk to about finding the answer for it. It has been my experience. And no matter what's going on, you can find it out. And that's always a good thing, and that's what community is about. And that's what we're here for, is to help one another. If I'm out in the morning at 7 o'clock, it'll be on somebody else's place because I'll already be down in Greenville. I'll roll out of in the morning about 5:30. So hopefully I don't have any problems in the morning. It's not getting quite as cold up here tonight. And we did warm up above freezing just a little bit today, which helps a lot. But, Larry, good to talk to you. Always a pleasure. And thank you for always being a regular on the net. Do appreciate that. With that, we'll try one more time and see if we got any check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Day late and a dollar short, but if you would still check me in tonight, call sign Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Patrick. Again, appreciate you running that. Always good to hear you and Larry and Gary and a couple other folks on here. And anyway, no additional comments tonight. 73 to you and everyone on that.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Mike, AK4HR, down there in Simpsonville. Mike, good to hear you. Thank you for coming by. And look forward to checking in on your net. Do appreciate you always being around to help out with that. So with that, have I got any more check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Pause, listen. We've got everybody for the moment, and we will move on up to our next rag chew, which is N4ZLK. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX, N4ZLK. First of all, tell me how my signal is. I got to get used to holding the microphone differently.
You're sounding great. You sound real good right there.
Well, the microphone is just about on my desk. Little hand mic. But anyway, that's a replacement microphone I got delivered a couple days ago for one of these radios that didn't have one. Seems to be working great. Well, I've enjoyed all the comments tonight. It was a balmy 14 degrees here this morning. Our pipes didn't freeze, fortunately. I've got a gas heater, gas furnace, and it keeps the crawl space relatively warm. I mean, it's, you know, you wouldn't want to sleep under there, but it's a lot warmer than it is outside. But Connor and Gabrielle and Seth and Nadine spent the weekend up near Gatlinburg in a vacation home owned by their boss, and they woke up Saturday morning and the water was frozen, and it stayed frozen all the way through. It never unfroze. They never got a chance to use the showers or anything. A plumber came out and tried to get it working, but it was frozen solid. But they had a nice time other than that. Big old empty house with no water. But we got to watch Ada for Seth and Nadine while they were gone, so that was fun. We kept it for a couple days. And I'm glad you took Larry before me, because I got a chance to enjoy a dessert that I fixed. I don't know if Tom's listening. Miss Bernice probably knows all about this, but years ago when I was a preteen age, I guess, my parents rented a home, and there was a lady that lived behind us. Her son actually owned the home, and she was very well up in age, but she was a very sweet lady. Everybody called her Nana. She was just like another grandmother to me, and she would fix this cobbler-type dessert. She'd ask me to do something for her, and then she'd fix that dessert and just feed me as much as I wanted of it. And it was always such good memories. You just pour. Well, she would cook apples down on the stove, and I never liked apple pie, but I loved that cobbler. And she told me the recipe, and it was very, very simple, at least in my mind, but I tried it multiple times through the years and never could get it to work, never could get it to taste right. And I actually came across it the other day, and I think I know what I did wrong. Still a really simple recipe, and I just tried it in the cast iron skillet, and it came out pretty good. I didn't have apples, but I had some frozen strawberries, and I threw them in there. You just throw it in the pan the way they are and let them cook. And I was enjoying that while I was listening. to all the rag chew. I was hoping you wouldn't come to me because I was trying to finish that bowl of strawberry cobbler, I guess it was. But, boy, it was delicious.
I have to say I've not tried strawberry cobbler, but that does have my interest up. So might have to look into finding me a recipe for that one. And, yeah, I bet Grandma and Grandpa were real hurt having to keep Ada for the weekend. I bet it was just the end-all of end-all, wasn't it?